world speaking out about the conviction of an Iranian-American pastor in Iran. 20,000 Syrians inundate a refugee camp in Jordan. And sewing is pointing women to Christ in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News. It's a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iranian-American pastor Saeed Abedini isn't taking his conviction in Iran lying down. According to Tiffany Behrens, the international legal director at the American Center for Law and Justice,
under Iranian law, Pastor Saeed and his attorney in Iran have 20 days from the sentencing to appeal. And so we have heard from him and the lawyer in Iran that that is something that they do plan to do, although we recognize that the fruitfulness of those appeals are rarely successful.
On Sunday, Abedini was sentenced to 8 years in the notorious Evin prison for setting up house churches and disrupting national security. What other recourse does he have? International pressure, advocacy, prayer. Why does Iran come down so hard on Christians? Behrens says,
they see that Christianity is a threat because it's growing in Iran. And Iran is a theocracy of Islam. And so as the youth start to turn to Christ, they find that they have less control over their people.
We have a link to the petition at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, U.S. congressmen are demanding more action on behalf of Pastor Abedini. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger says,
if you have the President of the United States come out and makes it obvious and evident that he's paying attention to what's going on, and makes it hard for a nation to put them in a facility that is known for torture and terrible conditions.
In mid-January, Kinzinger and 36 other congressmen asked Secretary of State Clinton to intervene in the situation. It wasn't until the end of last week that the U.S. called for Abedini's release. While the U.S. has rocky relations with Iran, Kinzinger believes a happy ending is possible.
It's important for the administration to come out, stand tall, say it's time for the pastor to be released, and we can see a positive end of it.
Encourage your friends to sign the petition for Pastor Abedini and keep him in your prayers. Pray that President Obama would take a stronger stand on the issue, too.
Pray for a successful ending, but ultimately know that the Lord is in control.
This is Mission Network News. More than 20,000 more refugees have left Syria and are overwhelming refugee camps in Jordan. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle is in the Middle East. We caught up with him on Skype. He says only God could have orchestrated this outreach effort. Doyle says in Syria,
there are five levels of secret police. They watch your every move. The believers that are reaching out to Muslims, they're watched and questioned continually.
Not anymore. Jordanian Christians are reaching them as there are more than 300,000 Syrian refugees in Jordan today. Doyle says Christians are excited about the opportunities.
Our leaders believe that this is the time to reach Syrians like never before. Who knows what tomorrow will bring. Assad will stand or he'll fall. We don't know. God has opened this door. His hand is all over it.
E3's Salem ministry will help women with trauma counseling in March. Pray many turn to Christ as a result. And women in Haiti are learning how to build a better life for themselves. Through training centers operated by Christian World Outreach, women learn skills that help them find employment. Women from Denver recently visited the center to assist with sewing projects. CWO's Greg Yoder, not me, says,
it's been exciting to watch as they've worked with them and sat beside them and helped those who are having a hard time learning to do some of the projects and just being the hands of God here and loving on these ladies and making them feel that they are worth something.
They also share Christ with the students.
We've started each day with a devotion, and the ladies have shared from their hearts what they've gone through, shared their testimonies, and shared what God's done in their lives. That's why we do this anyway, is to share the gospel. It opens the door to do that.
Pray God uses this program for His glory.
We planted seeds and pray that God will water and help them to grow.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want a great Christian biography? Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. Now, this book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link. It's at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.